call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You can call on me.
Okay, what's going on? How y'all feeling?
How are you feeling?
I just ran over here.
Yeah, it sounds
so
like
you're feeling
it.
Tired. So this is so we don't have to worry about volume.
Nah,
because
nah.
It's in.
Nah, it's yeah. The sound is right here.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Feeling amazing.
Yeah, Amy good. And Mozzie got big homie JoJo over there. How you feeling?
I'm great. I'm pregnant as fuck. But
I know you was
sitting pretty
you
and pregnant.
You were never hiding it, but you wasn't like it was. A need to know basis at first. Now look at you, just fat.
Just out there.
Just out there.
Say hi to the baby.
Looking like me.
And you already know the sex?
Mm-hmm. I'm having a boy.
A boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you weren't one of the girls who was like stuck on gender reveals? Because that's like the newest craze.
So crazy thing is I wanted to do like a big extravagant gender reveal. I thought I did.
Okay.
And I ended up popping a damn cannon at the house with my niggas.
For real?
And I had all my family on Zoom. It was like... You know you have up to 100 people on Zoom? It was like 83 people.
I was
on
in
there.
The middle of a movie theater.
Yeah, Lee, that's crazy.
And Kodak Kodak was on there.
I was watching Spider-Man like this.
He's in a movie premiere.
Yeah.
I love
that. Tapped in. But yeah, man, so we got Amy Mozzie, Love and Hip Hop, you know, artists on their own, of course. You didn't bring me a shirt, that's fine.
Wow, Mozzie. I brought you one of my shirts, though.
Oh, you brought me a shirt?
No. But
no, I'm just trying to make him feel bad.
The process of relaunching, you know, getting everything together.
I appreciate it. You know, we're going to start things off on the porch, talk about things going on in pop culture and sighting. JoJo, is there anything in particular that's going on right now?
Yeah, actually, let's talk about the fact that Krishan gave birth to her son and named him Krishan Malone Jr., which is her name. So she named her son after herself.
I love it for her.
Okay.
That's
now,
petty.
We'll talk about that. You say that's petty. I think
love it.
I love it too. I've always wanted to name my kid after myself.
Y'all do it?
Yeah, y'all do it as men.
Well, it's a boy.
Yeah, you can't even put
Junior. But Krishan is a name that could go. Name.
Yeah.
Is it?
But it ain't Junior.
Yeah, because it's a junior because it's after her.
Right, so what makes it a junior? Is it just the man that makes
it a
junior?
Yes, men, yes.
So what do you call the girl that's named after her mom?
Right.
Junior then and that thing is senior.
But what you call the girl that's named after her mom, though?
Oh, well, Senorita. There you go.
A girl that's named after her mom?
Yeah, is she a junior?
The same, no.
No? She's just what?
Ashley, too.
See that?
Right. Where do you guys get these rules from?
Because they make them
this
as
up
they
or something?
Go.
That was the rules come when y'all had a baby. Y'all got fooled.
See, that's the thing. Society be making you think that you're supposed to do things certain ways, and then
or
you
follow
get,
the blueprint.
Yeah,
and
then you
do
get
it.
So comfortable, and then when somebody do something, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, because he could just call the baby CJ if he feel away.
Yeah.
But I love it.
But this
yeah,
is what,
exactly,
I said,
yeah,
but here's the kicker, guys.
The rest of the story.
Here's the kicker. The kicker is that she just went on live maybe like 5 minutes ago and said that she is changing his name because her baby's father is not a deadbeat. So
no way.
So that being said,
that's petty.
Krishan is kind of throwed off a little bit. Y'all know that. Like, come on, man. Y'all know that girl ain't got him all there, man.
The crazy thing is I fucking love her.
I love her, but I'm so upset to hear that she's taking it back.
Yeah,
I feel so happy for her.
I was upset
with the name and everything because it's like,
well, every time they even get back together a little bit, people are disappointed with her because they wanted her to just leave him alone altogether. And now,
really, everybody just leave them alone altogether. Let them live their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, if they want to be toxic, let them be toxic. Hell, I done been in 30,000 toxic ass relationships.
Hey, I done seen some just like theirs right in person. So,
and she's what, 20?
Baby.
24 or something like that. Like, we still living in toxic relationships. I ain't gonna speak. I'm gonna speak with myself, but still be going through some damn toxic ass shit.
I can relate.
I
can relate.
You feel what I'm saying? So,
you can't relate?
No. The tongue is very
we done had our toxic powwow. We done had our toxic powwow.
In the past that there have been.
Yeah, we don't want to live in
no
toxic
shit.
You don't want to stay there.
I'm not staying in shit.
Yeah, you don't want to stay in toxic. I never could say toxicity, but did I say it?
Toxicity.
And having disagreements, or you know what I'm saying? I think it's a.
I agree.
Go ahead. I think toxic is more like doing something that's like.
To piss you off.
Right, and like trying to get back at each other. Mm-hmm. But when you got disagreements, so you trying to get an understanding, I don't feel like that's toxic.
Yeah. I feel like what makes a relationship toxic is that you guys are constantly doing things to piss each other off.
Yeah.
Knowing that you, if you just talk, you'll be fine. Just communicate.
But sometimes,
but you wanna go fuck my best friend because
that's
you was
toxic
mad
as hell
that I was talking to Shorty at the club. Why you ain't just tell me you ain't like me talking to Shorty at the club?
Mad so y'all can make makeup sex. Hell, makeup sex.
Some people.
Every
some
time
people
I have
do,
sex,
I feel like
women
are more
sex
into that than
I've never
than
been
dudes
in makeup sex. Because
I like
that's
peace.
Crazy.
I like peace way too much.
I'm
yeah,
that's what people like to do. That's toxic. You know
what women
saying
like to argue just so that they can have makeup
good
sex?
I think so.
Well, then something wrong with that man then, yeah, because why she got to make you mad just to
for
have
you to break
good
my
sex
bag?
Right, like
hello?
You with the wrong nigga.
Hello,
like, get you a nigga that's gonna break your back every
period
time.
Period. Why he happy?
Right,
a happy break.
Right.
A happy
trust
break.
Me,
yeah,
it's
wait, no, wait, she gonna start something with him.
So toxic sex is better than just like regular sex.
I don't relate to
say,
it. I don't like.
Yes,
I don't.
I don't want to say
that's
toxic
weird
sex is better than. What I think is better than just regular sex is sex that you ain't supposed to be fucking having. I think
so
that kind of
sex.
Let me
I know because you gonna have my back, but I'm not only just saying having sex with somebody you're not supposed to be having sex with. It could also
doing
be
doing something you're not
yeah,
supposed
having
to be doing.
Sniggy link.
Having, yeah, or having sex somewhere you ain't had sex.
Yeah,
okay,
not,
okay,
you
okay,
know?
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Not just that.
Because I tell a girl, just slap my mouth out. Just fuck my face with that pussy. Just pound my face with that booty hole. It's just like, you're not supposed to do that all the time, but just every now and then.
Yeah,
you know, you want to
give it a look.
Yeah,
give it a look.
Turn it up a notch. I like
that.
That
was a lot.
He went straight for it.
Yeah.
That's why he got them shades on.
I was about to say. Yeah.
He can block the shit from getting in his eye.
Your booty juice in the
booty
not the booty
juice.
No, I ain't
gonna lie. One time I was eating some coochie from the back, and it kind of like, I guess, squirted a little bit into my mouth, and the texture just.
Because it was booty juice?
No, it was coochie juice, but I was eating it from the back. So I was out.
Yeah, a little sweat came down with it. The sweat done hit.
And she was like, "Are you okay?" I'm good.
And I'm pretty
are
sure
you?
That
okay
she was probably yeah as like she was your size. Wasn't
oh, no,
she?
She was small. That's crazy.
Oh, she was
really.
Yeah, she was small.
You don't really fuck
oh
with small people,
man.
Huh?
You don't fuck with small people.
I just pictured it.
Oh yeah, a lot of moving. I like my girls meaty.
A lot of moisture. I've seen this.
Yeah, a lot of
yeah
sweat.
Well, see, I don't know what he talking about is like he's talking about the actual act of sex. Like, we ain't supposed to be doing this act of sex, girl, but let's do it. I'm talking about like
doing it in mama room or something like that.
She whoa also talking about how did I end up here with you sneaking with you? This is awesome but terrible.
But see, but
that's what you said.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing to do.
It's not
fucking
awesome.
Sucks because I have a situation. My daughter's father, I was not supposed to be fucking him at all.
And you kept bending the block and spinning the block with him?
Mm. We was bending a lot of blocks. Mm.
But you're not just talking about the act. You're talking about like...
I mean, in general,
yeah,
like,
I
hey, let's
it
go fuck in this arcade,
you know
this
what
camera
yeah
booth right
or in this swimming pool with, like,
yeah,
all these people here.
Yeah.
But also the who...
Pull your dick out underneath the table at dinner.
The
oh,
who,
yeah.
The who be hitting, too.
You know, a little weird shit like that.
The hell?
I know.
Oh,
not
goodness
y'all reminiscing. He's on my door that, like that time. Remember that time?
I like fucking fans too. So that hit me with the who. Like you? Oh, you a fan of me? Yeah, that bitch. That turned me on.
I'd be scared of the fans.
I love
yeah
fans.
No,
for real, I'm
no
scared of them.
Yeah, stay away from them fans. Them bitches.
I got a
is
fan
crazy
that got such a crush on me. Like he's really in love with me. I'm really scared of him a little bit. Why would I say that? I just lost my fam.
No, you
that's
didn't.
Just what, that's just
no,
one
you
fan.
Didn't.
I don't care
yeah
about
me. He scared me.
Yeah. Well, if
he
been
getting curved, he got a phone cover made. He gets stuff made of me, and I just be like, hi, guy. I'm scared of you.
No, I know
JoJo,
that.
JoJo, you had an experience like that?
No.
I had a stalker before, but this was... It wasn't recent. It was in high school, but it's still
ooh,
traumatizing.
Still
I'm about to tell you
that.
Yeah.
High school.
I was the number
oh,
one. Like I was the top athlete in the nation, basically.
Girl, say okay.
And so
yeah
I tore my ACL three times, but it's cool because I'm
right
in a good position in life. But so let me
oh
stop playing with y'all. This man, like he was a boy, but he started coming to like all of the games and he was doing reporting for like the newspaper. Mm. So I thought.
He was at school?
So I thought. This nigga never worked for a newspaper.
Girl, shut up.
Did he at least go to the school?
A different school. Oh, a different school, right?
That so don't he count, did, JoJo.
He did shit like that. Listen, so he did shit like that. He put up to all the games. One day he called me talking about, I got your number from your best friend. I'm like, boy, why the fuck? Okay, well, you know, all right, thank you for calling. You know, kept blowing my phone up. And I'm like, stop calling me. Stop pulling up on me. It started getting really, really weird. Then he had his mom, one day his mom called my mom.
See, we got a problem.
His mom called my mom, and his mom got on the phone with my mom and said, why won't your daughter date my son?
See,
that's why he thought that shit was okay.
His mama was crazy, too.
Yeah, he thought it was okay because his mama was like, you know, yeah, just go ahead and do all that shit.
When you got a car and try to solicitate your son, your grown-ass son, keep him locked up in the basement.
You wouldn't believe.
I guarantee that's where he lives.
When my daddy heard that shit, he grabbed that phone and said, let me tell you something, baby. Let me catch your son around my daughter again, and I'ma beat his ass.
You know what? That's how
you kill that.
That brings an interesting question, right? So you know, like growing up, you would have these people take these prom pictures, and the dad pose with the date, like with a gun or some shit. Right. Do y'all believe in doing that shit?
That's strange. No.
Do I believe? Do I think it's weird?
Yeah. Do you think it's weird? That's a better question.
It's strange.
I don't think it's weird.
I think that's fucking odd. Why you gotta? Because I'ma fuck your daughter anyway, sir.
Yeah, like your daughter's gonna get fucked. Yeah.
Your daughter's gonna get fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
After this prom, I'm about to fuck your daughter in the backseat of this car rented.
That's crazy.
What you gonna do?
You know what's crazy?
It'd be these daddies sitting there with their daughters like, these young niggas, don't make these young niggas jump on your ass.
A lot of times you
have
to raise, a lot of times you just have to raise the child. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. I went to high school down south in Memphis with my, like, I live with my daddy around that time. So, I took that shit. My daddy wasn't playing. That shit was serious. I was scared as fuck of my dad.
Like,
was scared of my dad. So I can't relate when y'all like, I wasn't even thinking about fucking on prom. So like,
I was trying.
And whoever I was going with, like, granted the person I went with, he already knew we wasn't fucking anyways, but it was just kind of like,
yeah,
them niggas wasn't fucking with my dad. They was scared of my daddy. Really?
Now? These young niggas, back in the day, I feel like there was some respect.
Then.
A lot of parents these days is extra cloudy parents. They're really into the phones. They'll discipline their child and cut their hair off in the video.
Parents is weird.
These are the new media parents. I hate this whole everything that's happening with the parents
nowadays. Yeah, because I do see when there are issues going on with people and their kids, they go straight to social media. But that's why, like, with me, sometimes I hate that our job forces us to post shit on social media because I don't want y'all to know shit about what the fuck I got going on in my life.
Right.
But it's like, and then sometimes, you know, you got to capitalize on it, but that don't mean be fucking weird.
Right. We're in a weird generation.
Yeah. It is a very weird generation. But I'm on the same time, like, I talk about my mom, but I don't like posting my mom. Like, I post my mom on Mother's Day, but I'll just mention her any other time because niggas is weird.
Same you want to keep something to yourself. Something.
You wouldn't understand. I post my daughter on my story. But on my page, where I have, 35,000 followers, it's not that much, but it's enough.
You don't want to move.
I probably have her on there once.
And what's your thoughts, though? Because you feel like, what is it?
I just know it's just a lot of creeps out there. And, like, I don't want her being identified as JoJo's daughter. Like, if you see her, you're like, and you know me, and you associate us together, don't associate us together. You know what I'm saying? That's almost like, you know, when agents, they keep their lives private because people try to, you know what I'm saying? I just want to protect her at all costs.
I get it.
So I just don't be wanting to post her. But then it gets to a point to where it's like, oh, but you're in the media and she's so funny and she's so
pretty. People feel obligated to, like, people in the public lives they feel like they have a right to be involved in your life, that they have a say-so in your life. So there's, like, it's somebody to see your daughter and be like, oh, I love you, like, how do you a fan of somebody's daughter? Like, this is a kid.
I think that's weird. Listen, they be fans of y'all kids,
why does Krishan baby got almost 1 million followers on Instagram already?
That's creepy, seriously, dead ass.
The day after they had like 500,000, I don't know where it's at now.
It's a lot.
Why are y'all following this baby?
Yeah. And it's the people that make that's weird. And it's just like,
is that strange times.
Is that weird
think
to make
about
an account
that.
for your kid?
I can't say
the money. They need the money. It's just the money.
I can't say it's I'm just talking about for the people to, you know, follow, because it's like, this is somebody who's popular. This is somebody who.
But the kid.
So follow her.
I mean, look at how many people follow Blue Ivy.
But if you make the kid a page, though, but if the mama or the parent make the child a page, then that means I'm making the child a page for people to follow and for people to see what we finna do or whatever. So it's like, but somebody that look, like y'all said, it's young girl that love Krishan, love everything she do. So I can see them following her child. That's just like when Beyonce go perform. When Blue, you know what I'm saying? People want to see the child.
Yeah, it's a part of you.
But I feel
I agree.
It's a baby. But I feel like it's a baby, though. It's like.
But I feel like being a celebrity at a young age kind of robs you of your childhood. Because I feel like Blue, even though she's probably loving what she's doing, but she don't get to be a kid. For real, for real. No, well, you know,
but she's different, though. They protected Blue for a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They didn't put her in the media for a long time.
But even then, like, how old is she? Like, 14? Like,
I think she's 13.
Yeah,
she's I don't think she's 13. I think she's like 12.
I mean, you say she in the media, but she probably not. You probably, you don't know if she see all these things that's going on. And
talking about her. Be on apps.
Yeah, she probably don't even see this shit. She probably go out there, perform, and go and live her everyday life with her friends.
Yeah, because they give me that they don't let Blue be TikToking and doing her own stuff on it. And she shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah,
that need to be an age limit.
I definitely yes. I think
yeah. My daughter don't have no
for
TikTok.
Instagram, YouTube, Google. I feel like all of that.
Well, yeah, it got to be regulated because we've seen like some of the crazy shit that be on YouTube.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Definitely should be regulated.
Oh my god!
And you can find the crazy shit by accident.
Let me tell you this.
Done that, and I was thinking like, oh, my nieces could have probably accidentally did this, and look at this.
Let me tell you
ugly
this.
Dick.
Have you ever went inside of an iPad and went to the settings and went to the security, privacy, whatever, and like. Made everything like parental control.
Parental guidance.
Have you done that before?
I don't have kids, but I should probably do that with my nieces and nephew over.
The shit freaked me the fuck out because when I got my daughter's iPad, I'm like, let me put some parental control on this. When I tell you, it was so much shit on there that you have to choose. Like, it's not like a category. You'd be like, turn off. It's like, take off videos with cursing. Boom. Take off mature videos. Boom. Take off videos that have to do with cussing and mature video. Boom. It's like so many different categories that you got to choose from. And they nasty.
Right.
And it's like, why the fuck do I get it like this? Why the fuck I can't choose to turn it on? Why you give it to me like this?
They want them to have it.
Yeah, like, why are you giving it to me with access of, like, booty holes when I click on whatever the fuck I want to? Like, why won't you
a kid tablet. It's a kid tablet like that? That's even worse.
No, it's just a tablet in general. Oh, okay. iPad, a tablet, anything. It's like, when you get it, it's like, yeah, here's some explicit ass shit.
Yeah, because you got to
have your way with it, yeah.
You're going to have to turn that shit off if you don't.
You got to turn Google Safe Search off. Like, it comes with it. Like, you got to turn that shit off.
I just really, just hear me out. Like, I'm not even being extra. I really want people to go, when you have some free time, go on your iPad and go check and see, like, the types of different categories there are of shit you can watch. I'm not, well, I mean, you know, you grown as
I'm
fuck.
I'm telling
so
my sisters today about it.
When I tell you I was so mind blown, I got disgusted. I really got sick because this is my daughter's iPad, so I'm getting sick, like, just like, what the fuck? Ooh. Like, the type of shit that can just
be there.
Yeah.
And a click of one button.
And someone won't even know. Like a parent wouldn't even know. Like, I'm not, my mom told me to, like, you need to parental control her iPad. That's not the first thing I'm thinking about. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, let me download her PBS and her, you know. But you still got Safari on there. You still got YouTube on there.
YouTube is the worst one.
You know? So it's like, she's like, no, you need to. I was like, no, she doesn't. She's like, you need to do it anyway. I'm like, okay.
But even with, like, the older kids, like, I got cousins in high school right now. You still, like, you don't have to control. Well, you got to control what they see on social media, of course, because kids are easily influenced. But you got to also control the people that they be around. Yep. Because you got to think about it as not just parents, but parents, guardians, and whatever, older people in their lives. You can have influence on them, but the kids...
Once they go to school, it's different.
Yeah, the kids that don't have as many concerned parents or guardians in their life, they with your kid a lot longer than you are.
Right.
Yep.
So if they gonna be on bullshit, you gotta make sure that your kid is firm and solid enough in their come up in their foundation that they're not influenced to do no shit like that because kids are fucking crazy.
We'll see.
I feel like this is the worst time in human existence to be in high school, middle school, anything like
that. They're so wide open now.
Yes.
Okay. They know it all.
So I'm assuming I'm the only one in here that got kids.
No.
Oh, you got kids? Yeah. Okay. Well, with my daughter, my mama tell me, she be like, I know I'm going to piss you off when I tell you this. I'm like, what? She like, I think your daughter spends too much time at aftercare, at school and aftercare. And I'm like, no, she spends perfect time because, like, I got to work.
Right.
She's like, yeah, but you got to understand, like, say, because my daughter goes to school. I drop her off at 7, well, I drop her off at around, like, 7:20.
Okay.
Then I pick her up from aftercare around 5:45.
Okay.
So she goes to school till about, like, 2:30, and then she goes to aftercare till about, like, around 6. But my mom's like, because she started acting up in school, well, the teachers kept saying she was acting up. And I'm like, acting up? Like, what do you mean by she's acting up? Okay, she's putting her hands on students. She's pushing them, elbowing them, you know, doing things like that. And my mom's like, she's thinking that she's picking up these behaviors, like, elsewhere because she's with them most of the time.
Got
and
it.
Not at the house, you know, after school type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I ain't going to get mad at that. I'm going to listen to you, even though I pay them a good amount of money every month, and she going every day.
Okay. She will be there Monday. Elbows and all. She going to be there Monday.
We'll get to the bottom of it, though. I talked to my daughter, and she like, the situation that the teacher was telling me, I could send me an email and was like, we need to discuss because Armani pushed a kid in the bathroom. So I asked my daughter, and she was like, Mom, I had to go to the bathroom and the girl was hanging on the door. And I'm like, okay, and what did you do? She said, I asked her to move and she didn't move. I asked her to move again. I was about to use the bathroom on myself, so and I pushed her.
Right.
Closed the door, locked it, and went to the bathroom. I got in trouble. Like, I said, well, did the little girl tell the teacher? She was like, no, the teacher saw me. And then when I tried to tell her, she was like, and then when I was like, but she was like, I didn't want to hear it. So I'm like, teacher, I don't know what you want me to do. Because these kids, every time I ask her any times, like,
why you didn't tell the kid to get off the door?
Why is the child swinging on the door? Were they watching?
Now y'all know, growing up, it was always the second person that got caught.
That's what I'm saying. But if the teacher was there in the bathroom, why she didn't see the kid hanging on the door?
Because she's looking at TikTok. She TikTok.
She told me a story.
Right.
She said,
she
kid.
In the bathroom like, ski ye.
Yeah, that's why.
All right, everybody, pay attention.
What
No, she we was just on the phone yesterday and she was just talking about she don't ride. She's like, I don't ride the bus. Cause when I was in pre-K, it's this kid, he was riding on the back of the seat then with a red crayon, and then he gave me she gave me the crayon and told on me and said that I did it. So she
don't ride the bus no more. I had that exact scenario happen when I was in middle school, but it was a million times worse.
Right.
So we were in the library, right? We were in the library. You know, they got the computers lined up next to each other. This shit was so crazy. So the girl next to me go to, like, a porn website. What? Like, it was like, I'll never forget. She went to a gay porn website.
Oh, my.
And I'm next to her, like, looking at Pokemon and some shit. And she go to whoever the librarian is, and tell on me. So mind you, this is not like a regular thing where like it's drawn. Like now they about to get your parents involved. Cause
right. Hell yeah, for that.
So I told that. I said the same thing in a parent teacher conference. Like, bro, this is not me. Like I wasn't there. Like you can look at the camera and see what computer I'm on.
Right.
Like, you can see this shit. So, but yes, that same shit happened to me. And these kids are wild. And we send our kids into these schools, well behaved. You know, they know what to do. But at the same time, that we can't act like peer pressure isn't a real thing.
It's a real thing.
So if this person in the classroom is probably cooler, they just most
they start
off.
Morphing into their personality.
Yeah. So they I want to be like them, not knowing like what come with that. And your parents know because they told you not to do that shit. But you thinking, oh, everybody in the school like them, so I'm gonna be like them. Whole time, this is a knucklehead. We probably remember the most popular kid in our school from when we was in high school, middle school.
That we was kind of looking at.
Yeah,
like,
and you don't know if they are doing it good right now.
I was the popular one.
I was that person too.
I was her. That's like my nieces a couple summers ago. I picked them up. They was talking in this weird little voice. Like, it's eight of them, number one, but it's three of them. The oldest ones was like doing this thing. And I finally said, what the hell are y'all talking like this for? My sister said, they are so annoying. They're in love with this new YouTube girl. And she talks with this little voice. And I said, do y'all notice that y'all, they like, but we like this. I'm like, if y'all don't stop this shit right here, but it's like they couldn't stop for a whole summer because they start morphing into like, they were like 12, but and they were fans.
I get it. It's just, it'd be, and I understand parents. I understand. It's just so easy to just throw the iPad in their face. Mm-hmm. So you can get done what you need to get done, get that rest or whatever the case
may
be. My
mama called it tech babies.
Yeah.
She said, I feel so bad for this generation of tech babies.
Yeah, but see, the thing, the great thing about my daughter is like, she will watch TV. She does like watching YouTube, but she would rather paint, draw, color, read, do a puzzle, go outside, flip. Like, she wants to
be a kid.
Yeah, she wants to do those type of things. Like, that's what she loves to do. And so... She don't even ask for the iPad. To be honest, when I give her the iPad, it's really so she can just
sit and relax. Shut and watch. Up. Yeah, got it.
Shut up. Shit. Go sit over there and watch the iPad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I get it.
What's she like watching?
She likes watching this show called A for Adley. And then they have this one show I stopped her from watching. Cause it sounds very like I walked in on it sounds very sexual, and it's this girl. She just be like, "Oh my god, I wish I could just go to the store."
But you know, YouTube.
You know what?
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate that show. My nieces watch it. Used to watch it.
She didn't watch that shit no more.
I feel like some people make that type of content for a certain type of people.
I know, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's most definitely.
It sounds coded.
It's on
like
purpose.
Ricky Morton. What's whatever the name is?
Ricky Morton.
No,
Ricky Morton ain't for kids, though.
No, that's not. that's a whole.
But don't it come on Cartoon Network?
It come on like
at night,
Adult Swim.
Yeah, Ricky Morton is not for kids. But also, sometimes niggas just don't know. Because I remember when I went to go see Sausage Party for the first time, it was kids in there.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it was kids. We went to the movies.
If you're not paying attention, you're going to think, oh, it's a cartoon. It's food. It's cartoon
and
food. It's got to be a kid movie.
I like that shit.
That shit was raunchy as fuck.
2 minutes of the movie. What the fuck is happening? Like, goddamn. But people did the same thing when Deadpool came out. Like, if you don't know about Deadpool, you know the cartoon?
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Red dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, superhero. Yeah. So Deadpool is a superhero. He's with Marvel. Deadpool is like the most R-rated, X-rated superhero ever created.
Really?
Yes.
I'm watching it later. You see it?
It's Deadpool.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's Deadpool, Deadpool 2. Like,
and it's good.
It's good, but it's not for kids. If you're not paying attention, you're going to think, oh, it's Marvel. It's for kids. Nope. Mm-mm.
But does it say, like, this Marvel is not for kids, or is I do
my research because I didn't, when Barbie came out, I didn't take my daughter to see Barbie.
Barbie was not a kid's movie.
Yeah, and I knew that.
I still haven't seen it.
I wasn't taking her to see
the last line of
the
movie, she talking about going to see the gynecologist. Because that was a running joke in the movie because throughout
Why
the movie
would you
she,
tell the movie?
Yeah, don't call that. Come on, because I ain't seen it. Don't do this.
It's not a good movie.
It was overrated.
But it just came out on something. I think Paramount or
you still gotta pay. They're gonna get that money. It may not be as much.
Oh, you talking about through Paramount? I already have Paramount.
We gotta wait now.
So it wasn't good though?
I didn't see it.
Let me reset the camera.
It wasn't like something that I wanted to see.
Really?
Yeah.
So I seen
the movie I wanted to see, Little Mermaid, babe.
I still ain't seen that.
You need to, it's good.
It's on Disney too. Elemental's on Disney now too.
I just saw it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Elemental.
How come I'm lazy?
Watch
don't
that
know
with
nothing.
Your with your elemental. Nieces.
Elemental is this movie about fire and water.
Yeah, go. But it's on Disney Plus. If you have Disney Plus, you can watch it with your nieces. It's a really good one to watch.
So I got a question. Are you wrong for like cutting off friends that don't have the same like drive and passion in life as you do?
No, cut them off.
Cut the ass off.
Get them out the way.
They gonna hold you back.
Well, it's according if you can say like, okay, hold on now. If it's a friend, you know, you gotta cut them off. But if they don't get it, then yeah, of course.
But I'm saying you can eventually, if they never get it, you can eventually cut them off, right? You just gonna let them just stay your friend? And
no, because sometimes, friend,
I don't need you to get it.
Yeah, sometimes it be in the drive. Sometimes you be in your drive or your process or whatever, and it's like they might not even be trying to do nothing. You know, you can get a lot. You know, it's, I don't know.
But I see, and we saying the same thing because sometimes they might just want to be the nigga that drive trucks.
Everybody ain't that person.
Maybe not cut them off, but keep them at a distance.
Right. And watch how much time you spending with them. Exactly, that's what it really is about.
That's when it becomes an issue because if they are upset at your progress. Mm-hmm. If they are upset at your progress and they feel like, damn, why you can't hang out on the block no more? Because I ain't gonna hang out on the block ass.
But
nigga.
Sometimes you have friends that you don't, you're not friends with for inspiration. You just my friend. That's like, you play a part.
We may not we may not talk every day, but when we talk, boy, we about to be talking.
Yeah, but what if y'all have absolutely nothing in common? Like you're being successful, they not. They
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes
they not taking care of their kids. They bills ain't paid.
I'm just
like,
good.
But they still your homie.
That's what I'm saying. Where it would be a conflict because if every time we talk, you want to talk about some old shit, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I be thinking I got CTE, but I forget a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I forget, like,
because it be a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. Hold on, that's not worth even remembering.
Bro, remember that time we, bro, no. I really don't.
And I don't
remember that.
I'm trying to make new
I try to forget that shit.
Yeah. And why do you still care about it? Like, but Mozzie always say the same, show me your friends. And I show you your future.
Show me your friend.
But I believe that.
I believe it.
I believe that.
I do agree with that because sometimes if you are around.
Birds of a feather flock.
Yeah,
together.
Birds of. So if you're around four bums, it's five in the room, baby.
It's five in the room. One of them just in denial. They about to come out of it when they realize
when
shit ain't going their way.
Birds of a feather flock together. I believe to a certain extent because. If I got a homegirl and her ambition matches my ambition, she gives me good advice and everything like that, but she a hoe?
I got some hoe friends.
Yeah, like, don't say I'm a hoe because she a hoe. Like, we're together.
She hoeing on the side. That's not even
that. We got some friends that's hoeing just hoeing.
No, but not her personality.
If it's a
what
case,
you mean?
If it's a case,
she
with,
a hoe. I'm like,
if it's
a mean,
case,
like,
if it's a case.
Can you be a hoe, but your personality ain't just
what are you talking about?
If it's a case where it's. Four, five of your homegirls, and they all hoes, and you may have an old man, and you feel like, oh, but you still hanging around. It's like,
but what about one of your homegirls? Your closest homegirl is a hoe.
Oh, well,
I'm saying
one hoe.
So we can keep one hoe
for you.
What if I
feathers.
Used to be a hoe? And I ain't a hoe no more.
And I'm a
hoe friend.
You can't
I'm saying
be.
Like, what if we was all hoe friends?
We all was hoes before,
right? So what if it's like, okay, I done graduated from my hoeness. I got a nigga now. I got a family. My friends are still hoes. Like, I can't be friends with them now because they hoes. Shit, I was just like them. Now I'm just finna shun them.
Yeah, because you could not be a hoe but live the whole lifestyle. I wasn't a hoe, but my lifestyle was in the club. You saw me on ATL Picks every weekend. I was like, oh, Amy gonna be there lit, drunk.
In the trying outside. To like,
whole life.
Nah, that ain't what we talking
that's
about.
That's whole life.
Okay.
Whole life. Oh, okay, that's whole. That might
coming
be whole
to your
life.
Oh,
that's part of it because if she in the club and her homegirls are in the club because she in the club, shit, I'm pretty sure
what she's saying is that her homegirls might, like, she's out with her homegirls and all of them are doing that exact same thing. The only difference is. At the end of the night, she going home with her nigga, and she might be going home with another nigga, or she might be getting on a plane that night to go fuck with a
that's
nigga.
That's ho-ho.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you could be a ho-ho-ho and a ho-ho.
Like,
and
I can have a
ho-friend
and not be considered a hoe. I can have a ho-friend and not be considered a hoe. You know what I'm saying? As long as my friends, as long as they have, like, you know, something going on and they're pouring into my life in some way, somehow. Like, shit, you never know. They may be pouring into my life because they telling about their experiences about getting flued out, some shit that I can't do no more.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, friend.
And you can live through them.
They
be lit sometimes.
What did I say? You know about you?
What?
Yeah. That's that peer pressure. Now I start getting tempted. And then the third person come through when me and you having, me and my girl have a problem and say, you look good, might have a little something.
I don't believe in that.
Now you done lost
I don't believe
it.
In that. I don't believe
now you
in
ready to get flued out.
I don't believe
that
in getting
that means you got a weak-minded girl.
Exactly.
She's movable.
Or you don't, like, if you feel that way about your girl, like, y'all don't need to be together then. Because I don't need my man, like, worried about, like, my friends influencing me. He should know that I'm strong-minded enough to not allow these bitches to even influence me.
You did. Yeah.
If anything, my nigga, you better hope that your shit is spick and span. Because you are the only reason.
And I had a homegirl that got weird with me and got with a nigga and was like, oh, my dude just believed that, like, I'm hanging with my single friends too much. I'm like, you're a weird bitch. Bye. I don't even really want to be your friend because this new nigga can come around and be like, why your
like
home and your best friends are single? What's that got to do with her?
Yeah.
That's
weird. I used to have an issue with my man having whole friends because they all hoes. And, like, I know they're all hoes. And they're
trying to get him the hoe.
Nigga can't influence a happy nigga to be a hoe.
I don't think they can.
I'd have been paid for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So I done did. It ain't no influencing on it. But it's just like, at the end of the day, man, hey.
How old are you?
What? Huh?
We can bleep it. We'll bleep it out. Or you can do this. All right.
I'm old enough.
I want to know how old you are because you're saying like you can be faithful. So I'm trying to think like what age limit is.
And been it for 6 years. It'll be 6 years this year.
Yeah.
If he ain't lying, it's like, no, I'm joking.
I'm like a woman with my age.
Okay, well, tell us when the cameras go off.
I don't even at my age. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm age.
You must be 45.
And it's so annoying when he starts saying
45.
That. Instead of just being like, I don't say my age, I don't even act my age. You sound like you're old and you're actually really young.
I am. I'm 45.
I can't believe anything you say now.
All righty.
So I got another question. I got another question for y'all, right? Since everybody's in here and happy, you know, happier except me, whatever. When you go out, can your partner get complimented by the opposite gender?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like if a guy said, damn, I like that dress.
That's what I'm like. What do you mean? Because if you
be real, not be real, because you know I'm be real here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to have to elaborate on that, because if a woman walk up to my man and be like, damn, you fine as fuck. Like,
she may get five fingers.
What does she say? You smell good.
I don't mind that. Like I don't hear people do it right like, in front of me.
You're so beautiful. Yeah. You look nice.
Or that's a nice dress. Not that dress look good on you. Like, that's a nice dress.
He's capping. Because there'd be plenty of situations where I'd be out and it'd be the most awkward energy I'd be walking through. He'd be behind. I'd be like, eyes on the prize. Not because he gonna say something, but if guys are looking, it's like I can see the male stance on him. It changes.
Well, yeah,
it'd be like,
no. I think that's natural. Like, I think that's natural.
See it on you. I'd be like,
niggas turn into lions over there, girl.
Bruh, I don't got a beautiful old lady to not think she's beautiful, not to get her to look at
that's
her.
That's what Kodak said.
Like, I got her all this ass, all this, because I know niggas is gonna look. The beauty of it is you and being able to look. And you can't have.
Yeah.
That's the most important part.
That's the
Kodak said. He want his girl to
I never forget this shit. I was at a restaurant, right, on Peachtree. It had been like 3-4 years ago, too. So me and this shorty, we out, right? So it was two niggas at she had Instagram famous, popping. So she's sitting behind me. She can see them. I can't. She said, oh, my God, they just pulled up my Instagram. And I'm like, damn. Okay, what do we do about that? Yeah. But I'm like, that's the type of shit. I like bad bitches. What am I gonna do? Don't look at my girl Instagram. That's I feel like if I'm gonna fight a battle, let it be a battle worth fighting.
Disrespect is another thing. Yeah, disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going for no disrespect
at all. That's different.
I cut a bitch off. Let me tell you, he would tell you this. I was cool with a girl, and she used to do a service for me. A beauty service, and she would come to our condo. And one time, I don't know what the hell, if she had lost her mind that day, but I found it for her.
Okay,
and
hello.
she ain't been around from that day forward. But I remember we all was at the pool, and we came from the pool. He was sleeping in the bed, and all the girls come up. Everybody's in the living room, the kitchen. We just around. I go in the room, coming out the bathing suit, changing. I look, and this bitch is in my bed. Our bed, he sleep. This bitch is at the end of the bed, laying at the, I'm not playing, at his feet, like just laying there, like she done took her a nap. I walked out the room looking like, wait, Lord, how do I handle this? Because I'm finna go ham.
I think she might have started with me first.
Oh, man.
I walked in.
I'm asleep.
He's asleep.
You know what's going on.
I don't got a clue.
She just made herself comfortable.
What the fuck is you doing, bitch? Like, what are you doing? Like, oh, this... I'm your sister. This we're family. Bitch, who play like that, ho? Where you from, ho?
Who family?
She said it's because y'all were cool that everybody was family.
I remember this, too. That's crazy.
I hate going there with people.
I'm very territorial when it comes to my man, and I tell him that every time. I actually had to tell him this Sunday, to be exact, because this girl who I do not like,
she's serious about this shit.
This bitch,
I don't even know what girl you're talking about, but it's, yeah.
Listen, this girl who he claims, well, I'm not going to say claim because I trust my nigga and I believe him, but this girl that he worked with, I didn't never have a problem with their relationship, like, at all. Until one day, they was on the phone. Anytime he get on the phone with anybody, he talks on the phone on speakerphone. That's just the type of nigga he is. So they talking. I'm cool with it. I hear her, whatever. I'm cleaning up the house. And she's like, okay, well, I love you so much. I'm like, I ain't saying nothing. I'm cleaning. I'm peeping, though. And he just like, he laughing. And he like, yeah, whatever. She talking, talking, talking. She's like, yeah, I just fucking love you.
She said it again.
Yeah, she said it again.
So I feel like context, all right, bro, context would be important.
He like, all right, bro. Yeah. He like, all right, bro. I'll talk to you later. So he hang up the phone. I'm like, why the fuck she saying she love you?
So many times.
He's like, she's obviously drunk. I said, she obviously wants to fuck you.
And she's disrespecting me. Yeah. I'm going to fuck about like, her drunk stuff.
Listen, but at this point, I don't know if he really told her. I don't really, because this is one of his close, like they work together, but she's also one of his friends. So at the, I think he probably told her, he probably hasn't explained to her all the way who I really am, even though I've been around before her, okay. If that makes sense.
I can't say what you're talking about, if it's a situation where I might feel the energy in the room where it's like a nigga might be on some disrespectful shit, then yeah, I'm going to let you know where we going with this. How you want to go? Because as soon as you disrespect, we finna go there. You know what I'm saying? So I just want you to feel, see the hell.
But was that disrespectful though?
That ain't even it though. Like he laughed it off. This was like 2 years ago. This is when this happened. So I brought it up to his attention. He like, no, she ain't on that, whatever. I got around her. I started feeling her energy, whatever. We was in the Super Bowl. He went somewhere. We went to the bar to get something to drink. She's like, what do you want to drink? I said, do you want to fuck my nigga?
Facts. Let's get to the business, bitch.
She's like, why would you say something like that? Do you want to fuck him or not?
Because you do.
We're just friends and we're just, like, it's not like that. I promise. Oh, my God. Like, he's like a brother. Bitch, wrong word. Choose another
fuck
one,
your
bitch.
Brother. You want to fuck your brother.
Because, baby, I fuck my brothers. So give me another one, baby.
Yeah. Like, you made it worse, bitch. You made it worse. Like,
I know the lingo.
Yeah,
I know
so the lingo. Let me ask you again. Do you want to fuck my nigga? Oh, no, I don't. Okay, yeah. Bet. Boom.
All that brother shit. No.
So my nigga told me to be cool on her. He not about to talk about her no more. Like, we not going to talk about none of that. So I'm like, okay, I respect that. I'm not going to do that. Mind you, they're friends. Hmm. He talks to her often. I see this bitch at the game. Okay?
What was this?
Sunday. We at the Falcons game. We're on the field, okay? And I'm handling business with this one lady, but I see her from a distance trying to get my nigga attention. Oh. So I'm trying to wrap it up with this girl that I'm talking to. Okay. We talking business, right though. We talking business. I'm like, fuck. You know, I'm trying to hurry up, get a number. Like, okay, we'll lock in, whatever. I see her. Boom. She say something to him. She talking to him. Instantly, because you know how I feel about her. Instantly, he turn around. He like, here go my girl. He like, yeah, you see that stomach poking?
Ooh, she was so mad.
She going to say, that's your baby?
She said that to him?
Talking about the best friend?
The girl.
The brother. I mean, the
so
sister.
Shocked. She was so
yeah,
mad.
The sister.
She was so mad.
The friend girl, that's your baby?
That shocked her world.
Now, mind you, she didn't even know
like, ooh, she mad.
That I seen her like, say that
like,
shit, right?
My buddy just...
So they laughing. Kiki-ki, he kiki-ki, and she kiki-ki and shit, right? So I finished up my conversation with Shorty, and I walked over there. She's like, oh, hey. And I was like, why would this not be his baby? She's like, oh, I want to hear what you got to say. You wasn't.
Why was
I
that
what?
Her response, though?
Right. You wasn't.
Your baby?
I what?
Not like, finish. Go ahead.
Yeah,
finish.
Like what are you trying to say? Like say it. You're not saying shit, but
because you know how as girls do, we know how to throw the shit and be like, did you catch
so
what
you
I did?
Know, right. Yeah. So I had a conversation with my nigga after that because he thought that shit was funny, and I told him right then and there, like he like, we gonna do this right now. Yeah, you let that bitch disrespect me right here,
we
right
do it
now,
right here, right now.
So we finna talk about it. So later on that day, I'm just trying to get him to understand, like, bro, women. Like, you may have, you as a nigga and you, that being your homegirl, y'all having the relationship that y'all have probably thought that that was funny.
Yeah. But it's not.
That shit ain't funny to me, nigga, because she trying to be funny to me.
And now you're the joke.
It's not, yeah.
I'm the joke. You're the butt of this joke.
No. That's what it was. It wasn't just her trying to be funny. She tried to be funny, because if it was something that all y'all was laughing at, it'd have been cool.
Been different.
Yeah. But she tried to make you the joke.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you laughing about it, nigga. So now I'm finna beat your ass. Because why is you cackling
and
with this
bitch?
And now
the girls start thinking it's sweet.
Come on,
when they be laughing, like,
my baby, if I said, what you mean?
That's as a man, yeah. As a man, you supposed to.
You just got a fighter once you had a baby.
What you mean by,
and he ain't understand that. He was like,
drop the baby and drop her ass right after.
I didn't get it. Oh my God. He's like, I didn't understand.
Because sometimes
and sometimes they don't understand.
I know.
I promise you.
I know.
Because I've been situations with him where it was somebody who worked around us. And I felt like what she's wearing is just inappropriate. And mm-hmm. he really didn't understand the perspective, and the other people we were asking, they didn't get it. But then I had to switch and to say, so now let me take my people who work for me in my store, and he just got a big ass dick with gray shorts. He flopping around all day. You'll be sitting there like, fuck is up with bro? Like,
it's just things as women.
But one thing
as
I'm gonna
women.
Do is I'm gonna come to him as a man. You know what I'm saying? If I see someone, if it's a situation like, hey, bro, get yourself together, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? What you got going on? My old lady around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if I'm not paying attention to a situation where you may be looking at like I'm paying attention to, because it's someone that I'm looking at all, then it's like, hey, I don't, you know.
But sometimes us girls see it and peep it. And we have to sometimes get with y'all and be like, hey, so I know from you being a man, y'all sometimes be oblivious to little small stuff.
Absolutely.
You don't think that she walks around in inappropriate stuff. But to me, as a girl, a woman, if a guy was doing that, I'd be like, yeah, I kind of know what he's trying to do.
The thing is,
that's why he flopping it.
The thing is,
stop that, sir.
We don't expect for men to understand how women are supposed to respect each other.
Yeah.
But when we tell you, like, this is what's going on, that's just what it is. It's in this law. Like, no, she's dressing inappropriate. She's a woman. As a woman, I know that it's inappropriate. So,
especially if it's something you know you wouldn't do. It's even more personal when it's like, I wouldn't be comfortable coming to this office in this with your man. It's just,
if
it's something I don't see myself doing, no.
Like, for instance, I go to a friend's house and we about to go swimming, and she got her nigga over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, a question to be asked, to be honest, it's just me, is like, do I need to wear a one piece? Or can I wear
a thong bathing suit okay? Yeah.
Like, I would never wear a thong bathing suit if I'm going to like my homegirl crib and I know she got a nigga or a husband there.
But
like,
some
that's just
girls
something that
will.
Like,
that's crazy.
And it's disrespectful as fuck.
Some like, girls will.
And they think this shit is cool.
I'm thinking like, damn, I ain't never thought this deep into it. Like,
Because at the end of the day, it's like when you go, I understand it's the beach, but it's like you go to the beach, it's be women running around, and then like you.
But
even,
it's more abroad.
Like even you, sometimes you have on a, you know what I'm saying, a show some cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, what about me seeing letting other people see my cheek or to see your cheeks?
Mm-hmm. You showing cheeks as in what, like some short shorts?
Or like
a bathing suit. I think a swimsuit. You might have a little sub cover, but motherfucker can see through it. You know what I'm saying? I think
a woman should get justified for a swimsuit.
Yeah, I'm mindful though at people's homes. Like even when Yana and them got their house, and I went to the pool just because it was him there, I consciously picked a particular thing to wear that day.
And I think
if it was a girl's kickback, I'd have been on some whole other lit shit. But I just was like, her husband there.
The thing is, and the crazy thing is, when I had this conversation with him, I even asked him, I'm like, did you tell her? I said, did you tell her that I was pregnant? He said, yeah. I said, so you did tell her I was pregnant? He was like, yeah, I told her. I said, so why do you think she asked that question? He said, maybe she forgot.
She didn't forget.
Listen, he's sitting here, maybe she forgot, and maybe she, and I'm looking at him like,
He was like, that would have made me so mad. I'm literally looking at him like this.
And he was like, or maybe she was trying to be funny. And exactly, nigga.
You'll say something about somebody who we'll encounter, and I'll be like, I ain't even think about that. Damn, bro. She wanted to fuck you. Huh? Damn, she did.
And she probably be right 9 times out of 10. So she's a woman. We're overanalyzing already.
Overanalyzing every time, babe. And one thing about me that's I've never been wrong is when I can smell a motherfucker, I can smell you.
Oh, my God.
I can smell you. And that's why I keep trying to tell him. I'm like, oh, she don't want to fuck me. She don't want to fuck me, nigga.
Listen, we can smell it so good that when we had our 1 year breakup, my first time hanging out, he invited me somewhere and it was a group of people, it was a celebration. I called right out the girl who he was fucking.
I called her right out.
It was crazy.
This is the thing.
You said bitches don't know
how to interact with other bitches if they fucking they nigga or if they fuck they nigga. Girl. That's why we get so upset when our niggas step out on us and fuck these bitches, because we gonna find out. Because these bitches is going to tell it.
Yeah. And if they going to tell it, they going to act it. You going to, like, let me know.
And
like,
they going to be with their homegirls. Like,
and then you guys peep because it's like, you know the girl because her friends is staring awkwardly. Because she done already told them. So when you walking up like, hey, I'm Amy. Hey, y'all. This.
Baby, you would never be.
I called that shit. I said, you fucked her.
Listen.
You did. And I know you did.
And I'm going to be completely honest. There has been multiple situations that I have been in and been around a nigga and a bitch and a nigga that I done fucked. And you would have never fucking known.
Niggas is cool at keeping it G.
Yeah. I'm different. I don't give a fuck about that nigga. Like, we was just fucking. Like, I was,
yeah, know what I'm saying? Niggas would be cool about keeping it G.
I don't care about that
about
man.
About somebody who we had sex with.
I got a whole nigga at the house, to be honest with you, baby.
Oh, like, I'm not. Oh my God.
This is back in the day, though. This is some real shit. Like, it is what it is. Like, I live in my truth. Shit, I done grew. I done learned. I matured, you know. But back in the day, hell yeah, you know. But nowadays.
It's a wrap, yeah.
And that is a reason why we don't like our men. Well, another reason why we don't like our men to step out, because these women cannot control themselves. You could step out and be in the same section as a nigga that fucked your bitch, and you would never know.
You would never know.
The nigga ain't gonna say shit. He ain't even gonna look at
but
you.
But let it be that female. She gonna do. It's something extra she doing.
It's just the thing that y'all. It's just thing that y'all don't see that. It's the. It's vice versa. That's why I was just gonna say y'all observing until it's time to be observing. Like. And, like, for a situation, if it's a case where you're being too friendly, you know what I'm saying? Where if it's a case where, oh, you don't see this nigga trying to holler at you because y'all holding a conversation. Niggas
yeah, they got all the discernment in the world.
Okay, not only that, you talking about niggas can't see it or won't tell it. No, niggas hold it. Like, just how she just said, I might choke, turn into a, you know what I'm saying? Niggas kind of show they...
They
like,
gonna show their hand.
Yeah, they even if they try to act.
How do
bigot,
niggas do it? We need to know.
Even if they try to act bigger around you or walk around and just yeah, because I'd have been there and did that.
They might be peeping. They might be like peeping you from
walk,
a distance or something.
You, might eye at your girl,
grab
and
the
might,
elbow,
and look at you like he don't like. It's ways. Niggas.
What
can
about
see
the hug?
You
can
no,
the
no,
hug.
No. It ain't the. Don't do the hug. It be the. This is what a nigga do. Like, if I be around my nigga, they see me with a nigga, and somebody like trying to let me know that they see me. I've had somebody like walk like they trying to go to the bathroom, walk past me, and
exactly.
maybe like hit my elbow, just like touch my elbow and be like,
"I done had
hey.
That." Yeah,
and
had I done
me
had
look
that.
Up and be like, "Oh hey," and be like, "What's up?" And then keep it moving type shit.
Or the number one thing a nigga gonna do is see you as soon as your nigga walk by, you lame.
Stop
like,
playing.
Why?
Niggas do that?
Yeah, like if you if it's a nigga, especially like when you kicking it, I don't really like you like that. I'm not dating them. You pop out in a whole relationship for years.
Damn, so that's what we
like.
On.
What's up, lame? Like,
why am I?
You know why.
Why? Because I didn't like you?
Like what that nigga like, just, like what that nigga just did to me right
now? Yeah, he was mad. He walked.
The nigga, they didn't see it, but that's crazy. Because then he got a whole family.
Yeah, oh, see, that nigga's fighting. Nigga had a whole family.
You know,
he looked like a nigga with a good family, too.
Right.
Like, yeah,
he go to church on Sunday.
I'm talking about we had no conversation with each other, none.
That same situation happened to me literally last week, right? So I went out with this chick. You know, she caught me on my way home. I said, you got 2 minutes to tell me where to go before I pass this exit. Now I'm going home. So she hit me. We were in at Atlantic Station, right? So we at this spot in Atlantic Station. They got good food, good drinks, right? So we eating, drinking. So the bartender say, hey, the manager want to send y'all some shots. How about the manager was a nigga that was trying to fuck with her, like, earlier this year? So I'm sitting there thinking, like, damn.
He must know me.
Yeah, like, damn, maybe it's me. Nope, this nigga tried to beat
her, yeah,
earlier in the year.
Did you take the shot?
Hell, but I took the shots before. I would have took the shots anyway. Yeah. But I took the shots before I knew what was happening. But when we had left, when we got back to her crib, she had shown me the text of this nigga. Like,
she a real?
Yeah, it wasn't no sneaky shit. So she was like, he said, oh,
she ain't
good.
No damn real when she tried to make you jealous.
Okay, why would she even tell you?
She was trying to show you.
I was going to say, though, I would have she would have told me at the table, though.
At the table?
She tried to show you that she got it.
What would have changed, though?
She hinted at it at the table. She said, he looked familiar. I wonder if that's who I think it is. But when we was walking out, she said, yeah, that was a nigga that tried to holler
and
at
me. And imagine, he felt like he went big. He like, I'm sending you and your date a shot.
And check your text. I'm thinking, we're going to meet up one day. We're going to go there and eat, and we're going to dine in the ditch. What's up? You ready?
facts.
The food good. The food good. The motherfucker too. Shout out to them.
How you feel about a woman accepting a drink from a man when she's like with you? Is that an issue?
That's a good question.
I'm a drinking nigga. Like it's a like Lou, for instance. Lou, when we together, it's like it ain't no trust issues. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I know if you in the club, hell, I probably finna send the money anyway for you to get the drink. So it's like if a nigga know he trying to holler, no, you ain't want the nigga.
I'm saying
get
you with drink. Her. You with her.
Oh, with her?
Mm-hmm.
What you, just get her a drink. Just you
like he
just,
walk up to the bar.
Like what if? I'm gonna give you an example. So you're at the bar. Both of you guys are at the bar. Okay. Right. You're on this side. She's right here. You turned around looking at the crowd. She at the bar. She's about to order a drink. He come on this side. So maybe he see you. Maybe he don't. And he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" She's like, "Oh, hey."
Yeah.
He's like, "Let me get you something to drink."
I typically, if he's there, be like, "My dude, he at the bar. He finna give me one."
She gonna say,
I agree. Because it's like, "Oh, no, thank you.
You ain't got but a good 10 seconds.
Yeah, it would have had to be a situation where he walked away.
But what if
I can see
like,
flirt
okay.
in a man's eyes. And when I see that, you ain't got but a good 5 to 10 seconds for him to let you know.
What if he walks up to the bar and says, she already has a drink. And he walks up to the bar and says, "Let me get another one of whatever she's drinking." And that's how it starts.
I love that for me.
And then he's like, "Yeah, just go ahead and get her whatever she's already drinking."
What you mean?
Can she
say he want to know? Let me get one of them.
He was like, "Whatever she's drinking, get her another one." Like he just walked
after up. You just bought me one. Get her another one.
He was like, "Yeah, what you drinking on? Just get her another one of whatever she's drinking on." Is that okay?
Nah.
No. Okay. I just want to know. What about you?
I'm trying to think, because shit.
It happened to me before.
At the end of the day, she going home with me. So, yeah, yeah. Get my bitch drunk.
It happened to me before.
Like, I didn't make some damn money.
But, on the other side of that, bitch ass nigga, like, what?
Exactly. So y'all see how that is? Do you see how it's like, how you be thinking about that mindset of that nigga, of what he was thinking when he did that?
Because you know he got an intention.
Yes. That's how we feel. When bitches do certain shit that they do, like, that you don't see, that you'd be like, "Oh, she's not doing something intentionally. Like, she's not purposely walking around here with her titties out. She's not purposely walking around here with her titties out. Like, she's just chilling."
And,
no.
And it'd be a test. Women test you. So, like, if you're wearing something inappropriate around my nigga, I don't even want to use my nigga. Let me say reverse it. A guy wearing something inappropriate, he's testing you and me. It's like, let me just see how far I can get away with. Let me see how strong
because
they are.
Because some people not going to care. They might be okay.
And some people care, I'm going to check it too. Some people really don't have no type of
respect.
Etiquette. It's called etiquette
in a relationship. You just know how to move.
And I agree to it. You know, after hearing it and after she bringing it to my attention, even with that situation. Like,
oh, he handled it.
He was right. You know what I'm saying?
Instantly.
Like,
you mentioned earlier about it's a difference between like somebody like just doing some shit and specifically doing some shit you are trying me.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Somebody
right.
may do some shit and may not know that that's disrespectful.
Right.
But if you know.
Yeah. You gonna
I have a question.
It.
Like what we said earlier in the year about we said like saying nigga versus saying boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy is so disrespectful.
I feel like
get your ass over here,
like,
boy.
If a white person listens to some music and say, "Nigga, that really ain't offensive to me, bro. You just listen to music, but you call me boy.
Mm-hmm.
You're intentionally being disrespectful.
Real low. Boy.
Yeah,
it's real.
What you about to say, Joseph?
You know, I got pregnancy brain. Okay. So we were talking about being disrespectful, like if people of the opposite sex is being disrespectful. Now, say if a friend of your spouse of the opposite sex is being disrespectful to you. So say you got a homeboy and he kind of says something disrespectful that kind of made your nigga feel some kind of way.
Right.
Whose job is it to check that man? Is it your job to check him or his job to check him?
Me.
I want to know both opinions because I feel like I know how you feel about it, but I want to know in a male's point of view, how do you feel?
A lot of times she have to kind of keep my rock roller or my pit bull down, you know what I'm saying? So in the area, you're gonna feel a lot of that. So it's like, even if they do, I'm gonna get on it. Cause it, like the friends that she got, I done been around them long enough to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, shit, they're my folk, you know what I'm saying? Right. So, but if it's any case where, nah, I'm going to get straight on it.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. How do you feel?
I think if it's my friend being disrespectful and he mentions it to me, I got to instantly.
Your friend being disrespectful to who?
To him.
Oh.
Like a male disrespectful. I instantly got to pull it aside.
Okay, so let's flip it. What if he has a female friend that's being disrespectful? Do you feel like you need to say something to her? Or do you feel like he needs to say something to her?
You know what I'm talking about. Try to play at the pool party and all that rah-rah stuff she was doing. Talking about what she was going to do. When you threw her in the pool, along with everybody else. He threw a lot of people in the pool at our party.
Oh, but no, that was your friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My homegirl.
No,
girl.
I mean his. I'm talking about like a friend of his that's a female.
My female friend.
Yeah. His female friend tried me.
Yeah. So is it your job to check her or?
Oh, she getting checked immediately, but he gonna come right behind me with it.
How do you feel though? Do you feel like whose responsibility is it to check that hoe?
Mine.
Everybody.
She a girl. Mine.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Even though it's his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gotta get.
She gotta get everybody. Because I don't need you walking off saying, yeah, "Bitch, both, I just disrespect you." Why you can't tell me? Yeah. Why did he have to come tell me?
Because it's gonna be. Because if he do it alone, it's gonna probably come off overly aggressive because it's a dude. But at the same time, if it happened to her, she said and he just supported.
This is how I feel.
Like I'm checking said, at the door, like then said, I'm telling him.
Like you said, it'll be like, because it's just like if one person said, it's like, shit, you might be the only one feeling this way. Mm-hmm. It might not be him, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I feel it both check and both get come to the agreement and saying, yeah, I'm feeling what she's saying, and nah, don't disrespect me like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the person would see, oh, well, that's a togetherness with them, so I'm going to look at them as one, and I ain't going to do that no more.
Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. How I look at it is, I feel as if it's my man and my friend, I'm going to have to check my friend because like, I don't want no tension between two niggas. Like, because niggas is crazy these days. I ain't got time. Like,
that
I don't want
get
no
out of
beef.
Order real
like,
quick.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I would do that. Mm-hmm. I would do that. When it comes to my man and his female friend, I feel like that the man needs to check that woman too, because a woman can check another woman, and a woman wouldn't. That'll go through a woman's ear and right
like,
out.
Until your man say
like,
something,
yeah, because she's like, girl, fuck you. I don't even know you. Yeah. Like, bitch, I'll fight you. Like, we can fight.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's why when that situation happened, it was more like. You should say something too.
Yes.
Because I knew hearing it from a male would have been like, if you had to just say, oh, Amy feels this way, it'd have been like,
no,
nigga,
even,
but do you?
No,
you
don't.
Well, fuck your
my
bitch.
My girl feels this way. That's not what, because bitches will use you and your friendship and y'all's friendship to her advantage to make it seem like what she's doing is okay.
Yeah, or I'm being insecure. Like,
yeah, like you always gotta have your girl's side. You always gotta check that bitch. If she say no, that bitch is doing something disrespectful, that man gotta say something to that woman like, look, don't be on no bullshit like that, bro.
I'm
like,
warning anybody.
Not with my girl.
Because what you doing where I done brought 10 other girls around, she have no issues, but you coming around and she's telling me I need to, like, it's simple math. Let me say something to you.
Yeah.
Because my bitch said, this is what you're doing.
Don't
it's
even
not
say
a,
my bitch said.
Yeah, you should just say it because you know
doing
I'm a.
You're doing this, period.
That, I know what you're getting. You're right, though.
Yeah, because don't say anything, because women, and they'll use that too. Like,
he didn't feel it.
She made you say it. She always got something to say. Like, oh my God, we're just friends. Like, no. You gotta,
we're one.
You got to cut that shit off with that bitch to make her feel like she can even question your
That's
bitch.
That's true, though.
Yep.
Because like,
you give them an inch, you
bitch?
Know they taking a football field.
You don't even question her.
But that's how I am whenever I'm, you know, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, he is, definitely.
I don't even come like that.
But I feel like that's the problem with most of these niggas these days now. They don't know how to check they bitches. Like,
Better check. Like
they hoes, like women, they just, men be so scared to put them in place and get they whole shit fucked up.
Yep.
Like, you will have a, say you have a whole relationship and you got a bitch on the side. Never check this bitch. This bitch thinks she can do any and everything.
She thinks she the main bitch now. She thinks she you.
Yeah, like anytime this bitch start doing weird shit, like start stalking your girlfriend's Instagram.
You done lost control, sir.
Or you gotta check that bitch. Niggas be
back.
Like, oh, she just tweaking. They just let it go. Like, whatever.
And
she
then
just,
it grows so big, now it's out of control.
Next
no.
thing you know, the bitch that pulled up at your wife's job talking about some, that's why I'm fucking your nigga.
Yep.
And,
yep. Yep.
That's why I couldn't. Even if I was on that type of time, I would be the person who I don't think I have a steady female. You know what I'm saying? It'll be more if I'm at the club.
Them bitches crazy too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
No, he's saying what you said, because like, you said if it was that type of situation, you wouldn't want it to be the same girl.
Yeah, ain't nobody finna. You can't even.
You about to build that bun.
Yeah, you ain't. Yeah, ain't no bun. Ain't no coming. None of that.
No, I mean, even this is what I mean. Hey, baby, I got a wife and kids at the house. Like this, we finna do this, and then that's finna be it. And I'm finna give you your bread, and you finna be on.
Yeah.
Now, are you okay? Are you cool with that?
Yes.
For real,
mm-hmm.
I've been hearing a lot of girls say this lately.
I don't want that. I don't want my man to do
but
that.
But that's preferred.
But if
it is gonna be that,
if it is gonna be that,
that's not a deal breaker.
No, because I know what sex means to my man. Like I know that sex is just sex because I know how sex is to me. Like you gotta remember, we 12 years in. Like we had relationships to where you know I seen him fuck off and he seen me fuck off and we still. You know, so sex doesn't really is not a big deal for
because
for,
you're more of like a bond person. You're not like physical.
I don't want to know about it.
A nigga just be lusty. Be lusty.
Yeah, I don't want to know about it, and I don't want you making a female feel like
she got a one up.
That she got a one up, or that she's your girl. So I don't want you like because my man travels a lot for work. So if he goes to LA, I don't want you to have an LA bitch. Like, you have different LA bitches when you go to LA. You're not finna just have a consistent LA bitch. That's not finna happen. Like, I would rather you pull up an app, pay the bitch, fuck her, have her suck your dick, and keep it moving.
Like Uber for whores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Wow, this is such a different perspective.
Well, I feel like relationships are evolving now because we're not, like, in a generation where our parents, you know, shit, they get married when they 18 and be together till they die. Like, throughout whatever. Now it's like, shit, I like you, you like me, shit, we gonna work this shit out.
I think what the main thing about relationships is understanding your partner.
Right, right.
You know, so
you
me
have to
understanding.
Set rules for your own relationship that are y'all rules. Yeah. You gotta customize, you gotta have house rules.
Yeah. Right, and me understanding my man is understanding that he like to fuck. Okay.
But is this something, like, since we on it, is this something that you really not with, but because he's with it, you just. End up saying I'll be with it because you like it.
So just to clear this up, this is not something that we doing.
Okay,
he does not
have.
Because
you don't even give me that. It gives like you.
It gives like what is you doing? Call me, do whatever. Yeah, but see, my thing is I tell him all the time, which I think he's afraid. I think he's scared. I think he thinks that I'm like bullshitting. But I tell him all the time, like, hey, if you feel like you need to, you know, get your rocks off some way somehow with a different bitch, like, because I know him. And I would rather I don't want him to do it. But if he wants to do it, I don't want him to do that shit behind my back. I really want to have a relationship with my nigga. Like, if he feeling like that, please tell me so we can figure it out. Even if I got to bring another bitch in, because I don't have a problem with fucking another bitch. Okay. So even if that's the case, like, okay, let's work. Let's figure something out.
Don't
take away my trust.
Got it.
Don't have me thinking
where the
like
loyalty is like, what jokes is being told when I'm around?
Yeah, like, don't have me feeling like you doing something that'll fuck me over. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't. Because you lied to me once, ain't no telling what you lied to me about.
Right.
So now my head is just going to keep thinking, like, now what you doing? Who you with? Why you doing this? Why you doing that? Oh, maybe you said you was going to do this for work, but maybe you really fucking this bitch. I don't want my head doing all that.
Got it.
Like, just tell me straight up, like, what's going on. He tells me like I don't want to. He tells me though like I don't want to fuck another bitch. Like that shit take too much energy. Like to go to do all that shit. Like he'll tell me that, but and I don't want him to. I want to have a nice, healthy relationship, family, home. You know, shit like
I
that.
I can't do it. Like as a man, me speaking for myself. I always came up. I was my grade, my grandma and granddaddy. So it's like my girl, my wife, whoever I'm with. Like, oh no, that's.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel what you're saying. So do y'all feel like it?
Breaking, fucking up my foundation, everything I done built, my empire. You know what I'm saying?
Do y'all feel like nowadays, I guess, is if somebody does step out, is that a good enough reason to leave now? Like, but if everything else is solid, but they
cheat. I think it's situational. Yeah. For him, it would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would be a deal breaker. But some people before that I had a run for years. I knew the level. I know shit we've been through. I wouldn't care, but this is something different. Like 6 years in, if he stepped out and however I found out, I looked through the phone or caught him, it would be a wrap. But it's so different because I feel like our situation is different. We've built so much. It's like, you know my personality. You know I'm not finna fuck off. And I can understand, like, the slash that it would do to his heart if he found out. We wouldn't, first of all, we would never be the same. Mm-hmm. I don't think you truly recover. You just learn to coexist and be like, right. He fucked her and I found out. Now, we coexist. You can still go on, but I personally don't think it's the same. So my thoughts are, you step out and do that, you get on your sneaky shit, you could just be released where you don't got to sneak and do it no more.
Well,
just
let me ask you this. Is it the sneaking part that hurts you, or is it the fact that he fucked another bitch that hurt you?
Fucking another bitch, period. Yeah, giving your body to somebody else and then coming and laying on me and bringing all that over here to me. Mm-mm. So
you feel
ahead.
Like sex is like, it's the energy that can be carried with you? Like
Not even that. He could sneak and go on a date. If I
but
looked
you
up and found
sneak.
Out.
You keep saying,
let me not say sneak. He can go on a date. I don't even want to speak it over us. If he were to go on a date and I were to find out, the relationship will be over.
Yeah.
Dating is
different.
Listen.
When I was saying that, fuck, I was saying fuck. I ain't say nothing about a date. I ain't say nothing about getting flued out.
Yeah.
I ain't say nothing about buying a bitch a bag.
So just
all that shit is over with.
Fucking is dead for me.
Okay.
It's dead.
But
for
him, with us, it's
dead.
Yes, I was going to say, some people, it just depends on what your boundaries are in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we said, every relationship.
Yeah,
every relationship has their own boundaries. Every relationship, that's what it is. Because I can guarantee you, I can sit here and be like, I don't want my man to cheat, but if he cheats, or if he wants to, now I ain't gonna say cheat, if he wants to have sex with another woman, okay, you know, tell me that and let's see what we can do. Now let me tell that nigga, yeah, I think I want to like fuck another nigga,
girl,
he'll be like,
bitch, over with.
Little suplex your ass.
My nigga is so chill though, he gonna say all right. That's what he gonna say.
He does not.
He
mean
gonna say,
that.
"All right." He do not mean all right though. Let me go out here and fuck another nigga. It's over with for me.
Oh my god,
it's over with. So
I feel like you can open that door and you just gotta accept what else come with it because
you
opened it so wide.
I haven't opened the door.
No, not you. When I say you, I'm
in
not
general.
Saying you specifically.
Oh, in general,
I feel like when you open that door, you have to accept. Like, but I think of it on a deeper level too. Like, I'm a person that's into energies and. A whole nother thing. I think that if I were to start laying up with another nigga and him in me, and it's like, this is kind of frequently, we sneak. Let me not say sneak. We fuck around once a month. I think by month six.
Y'all together.
You kind of sharing me with this man at this point.
Exactly. Because you can't do stuff like that.
I open the door. You sharing me. I like him. Now, I kind of do want to take a trip with him one time. Because it's been 6 minutes of fucking this.
That's why I said different bitches. You can't keep going to LA and fucking the same LA bitch. It's over with.
Nah, I agree.
Now, if I find that out, it's over with for both of y'all. I'm going to beat her ass and I'm going to beat your ass.
But
that's
why, like, in any situation where you do kind of, like you say, open the door. Once you open the door, you might as well kick that shit open. Because I feel like that's why, like, mentally, like, look at it like this. Like, if you tell me I got to be somewhere at 10, tell me I got to be there at 8:30. Because if you give me 10 o'clock, I'm probably going to get there at 10:30. Yep. But if you want me there on time, tell me early time. So if you start opening the door, not saying you or anybody, just
in general,
if somebody starts opening the door and like, okay, well, maybe you can have a cheat day. Cheat day turned into a cheat week.
Come on now.
Wait, who said anything about cheat days?
It forms a habit.
I'm saying it's like in general. Like,
it forms a habit.
Yeah.
It's a habit. Now
y'all think the sexual
appetite
people
is
get
so
too comfortable.
Yeah, because they think, okay, well, she let that go. She let me do this. Well,
I'm telling you, even me as a man.
Because what made the first girl so special where she was the only one that you get to cheat with?
Even me as a man, I'm just saying, it's just me, you know what I'm saying? I like a strong woman who, you know, by the business mean what she, you know what I'm saying, say and all that. You know, that just make me my queen can only make me a better king. You know what I'm saying?
So if she like, go on for anything.
Then I'm going to treat you like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you anything, but I'm going to be still looking for somebody that's got that, you know what I'm saying? Like
exactly. You just made a great point. Because a lot of women think that, okay, well, I'm going to let him do whatever he want to do because
that ain't enough.
If that's what he want, I want him to do whatever to keep him. Yeah. Whole time, he think, damn, this bitch going
what
for
would
anything.
Make him niggas, say? You're
niggas
not
really
even
like,
chase. It's
niggas
no
really
nothing.
Like mama.
You just
niggas,
live out
niggas really be, a good female to a nigga's down there like, almost like his mama. Someone who can.
It is his damn mama.
We really be looking for that.
And that shit's annoying.
How is that annoying?
Because it's a lot of pressure.
Like, because it's vice versa. Don't get it twisted.
Because you want a man to remind you of your daddy.
If it's both. Because some women
don't have, like, how the men didn't have a father in their life. The woman didn't have a father in their life. Because a lot of the women who have a father in their life that go to jail or go do anything, they ride for their father. So once you get that type of mentality for the one that you love, you know what I'm saying? That becomes a habit. Oh, this the one who I'm in the house with. Yeah. I got to ride with him regardless. But nowadays, it's like, well, shit, fuck my dad ain't fuck a nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's more easy to say that. You feel me? So it's kind of like a balance to both for the father figure, for the female and the man.
And I say a lot of times, like, I would want a woman that remind me of my mother because it's a lot of things.
Because y'all need motherfuckers to take care of y'all ass.
It's not take care of, but it's just energy. What's the maternal? That's what it's called. Yeah, the maternal energy. Like, you really looking out for me.
And y'all need someone to protect y'all.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What Drake said at the beginning of Slam You Out. Yeah. Y'all looking for someone to.
He was saying like a little smart, like you want to, who's a fool and who's not. Which what's the name to use?
Yeah,
I don't need nobody to tell me that.
No,
but if I'm
he's
out
saying
and I got
women.
Some shit in my beard, please pull that shit
out.
Yeah,
let me know.
He's saying women, like.
Yeah.
That women are looking for a father, basically.
Women want a man that reminds them of their daddy, whether they know it or not, whether it's subliminal or not.
I know, I do. I sure don't want a man to remind me of my daddy. My father is an active father in my life.
The man that you look up to in your life. And I know you love your daddy.
Well, I'm a baby's girl. I'm a daddy's girl. But also, my man reminds me of my father.
That's so good.
Yeah.
He does.
That's a good man.
That's good.
Country man, holding it down for the family.
That's a good man,
Savannah. Holding it down for the family.
That's a good man, Savannah.
What movie is that from?
What is that?
That's
Tyler Perry, ain't it?
Hell yeah. But that's what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, everybody want to, like, I don't know about y'all, but like being a kid was the most stress-free time of my life. So if I got somebody that reminds me of that moment and we can recreate that energy for our future kids, then hell yeah, I want that. Yeah.
See, thankfulness look different for me with him. Like, it's the challenge that's not a challenge no more. Like, I've been vocal about it. Anybody before him was learning and I'm
yeah
young.
Let's talk about y'all
yeah
let's talk about
like
y'all
dating and just doing that, but I think with him the harder challenge in the lifestyle that I live would naturally think would be to be faithful. Just the internet, I have all type of, if you went through my DMs right now, you'd be like, damn, what him? So the challenge is to be like, but I got one. I'm a work out this one thing that I want from this one.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get from him. We going to build this, fix this. Like, it's been too much work we done laid in the foundation. So it was a challenge in the beginning. And to beat the challenge and be like, shoot, it's been years. I'm here with him. I'm still here. We still making it happen. I feel like that be the challenge. It's like, because it's too easy to go and have 10 niggas. I can go have 10 right now. But what did I gain from it? You literally gain nothing but wasted time and like,
but a lot
10
of,
dicks is like, what the bitch, how much
women,
do you need?
A lot of women see like male lust and mistake that for like a nigga being actually interested. Like now, I guess when social media caused this shit too, a lot of times men and women think that they have a lot more options than they really do. I saw a girl made a video today that said, oh my God, I went out and I had these booty shorts on. I had this t-shirt with no bra on, and so many men tried to holler at me. But women will see that and be like, think that all these niggas want to cuff her. No, Miss Ma'am.
They
want to
smash her.
If I see a woman at the dollar store with booty shorts on and a t-shirt with the titty, I'm not thinking that's a wife.
Yeah,
I don't think the goal is to get wife these days, though. I think the goal
it really ain't no more.
Get a nigga's attention and have him spend money. So to be honest,
how long can you run that play?
Yeah, a long ass time.
Yeah, because you can box. You can box.
She's right.
There's women doing it for years.
Yeah.
I just seen a thing that said women, the last 6 years, has been more women, single living women, that has been proven, like single passports. They were showing a thing like 6 years ago, it used to be women come with their men for the passport. Now, in the highest number, women are traveling alone. They said the highest number of women on their own health insurance. They don't have husbands, and the number is rising.
Damn. So single life is kind of like
and that's more women, what they're pushing and more for women your peace.
Making more money now.
Yeah,
making way more money.
It's not, and it's stressful. I mean, it's not stressful. Like being single and
you said being single is not stressful.
Being single is not stressful.
Because
you can cut it on and off. You don't have emotions tied. You can.
But see, like that was the to be honest, and I'm someone who look all the way down. I like to, you know what I'm saying? But that was the object of the whole thing anyways, of the game, you know what I'm saying? To have separate and conquer all
divide,
this.
Oh yeah, divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer. Cause at the end of the day, that's why I promote, you know, black love and why I'm so in tune with my relationship, because, like, as a black father, as someone, as a black man, like, I want our culture to get, it, instead of getting better, I mean, worse, and everybody just say, hey, it's getting worse, it is that. I try to show, you know, like, yeah, it'd be hard. We go through relationships. You just seen a year breakup, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know what I want out of life, you know what I'm saying? And she sees that as well, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, I make a lot of mistakes. You know, I still don't have it together now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know what I want out of this. You feel what I'm saying?
So how do you
gotta have a vision.
How do you spend the block on somebody who you felt like was the one? Because a lot of times, especially me, I'm the cutoff king. And it's just recently where I'd be like, okay, maybe I did something wrong. Let me try this shit again.
Or maybe you was just too emotional and cut her off too soon.
Yeah.
I'll do that because I'll be like, man, fuck that bitch. Block, 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 blocked on everything. Mm-hmm. But how do you spend the block on somebody who you felt like was the perfect match for y'all?
Because she spent.
When she spent the block, I made sure
that she hit me, because you know what I'm saying? I was outside, you know, standing by in the porch, she spent it. So I just made sure I got hit because I know I messed up. You know what I'm saying? I know that I wasn't everything that I wanted to be for her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when we broke up, I'm pissed off. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like...
Do you think that works? Do you think that works in a relationship? Like, if, say, for instance, the woman is getting taken for granted, for instance, just an example, and she's sick of the nigga, and she's like, you know what? I done held you down long enough. I'm gone. Mm-hmm. You think that makes a nigga like, I was playing. Yeah, let me tighten up. Like, do you think
if he got the opportunity to, he will.
And it's according to the guy, because everybody don't have vision. Now, this is what I'm over here talking about, and the thing, everybody don't got this. You know, some nigga got where it's like, man, they only thinking about themselves. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say so much of just because she did that. Oh, I thought it was more if I thought about it. Yeah, I got all my stuff, but it's like I'm still in my own steps of life, my walk of life. So it's like, as much as I try to get out here and do the most, I make him force something and do something wrong and go, you know what I'm saying? It's like, or you know, you just gotta trust your process. You know what I'm saying?
Your mission on your journey.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure. Okay.
My thoughts on block spinning. I feel like, first of all, for those who don't know, it's about to be 6 years of us together. Uh-huh. Year five, we went through the breakup. And in my year of like, you know what? This isn't working. I'm not happy. You're not happy. I just honestly felt like Mozzie had growing to do. He had his business, his brand. He's a father. He had me. He's not from here. It was like, well, we got wrapped up. It was going really quick. And I realized the year we broke up, like, we got two different goals. Like, we're both artists, but I had a goal of like, okay, this wedding, we're going to pay for the wedding. We're going to pay this house off. We just got in this mansion. And I had to accept and realize, like, it took 5 years. Like, we got two different things. Like, you want to invest a lot of your money into your career and your business, and I want to invest it in other things. I think our money should go into this. And it was clashing, but we just realized that year, like, dang, we just unfortunately saw, we got two different visions right now. Like, two different outcomes, and then we start arguing. Then the money was coming in, and it was like, now I'm sounding like a mama, like, you blew this money on this. Why did you have to buy? we need to separate for it gets worse. And it was when we broke up, I never left and was like, this is over for life. It's like, hey, go, like, what we doing, this arguing, how bad it's getting, go figure this out.
Because
honestly, I was accepting what could have happened in a year, which would have been, to me, the worst outcome, which is a year could have went by. He could have got his shit together and been like, and I'm straight on you now.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I'm with this bitch
ever.
Who I picked up along the way. It was a lot of stuff at risk, but I was praying that it would work in this way, which is, you got a good woman, you got a faithful woman. I may be bitch you when it's come down to business and finances, but if you can meet me in the middle here, you will realize, like, you will want somebody like me on your team.
Because that's really my only issue, you know, because I, coming up, you know, I didn't, like, I ain't going to lie, I was on a child for 11 years. Let me say that, you know what I'm saying? And just was given everything I wanted. So finances and as a trap, being in the streets, just trapping, making money, spending it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a habit of doing that, you know what I'm saying? So
and to me, it was a scary habit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we was rolling in a lot of money.
A lot of
like,
money, and I had a lot of bills coming too. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like,
and you had a lot of designer coming
in. Yeah,
turned you on to designer. You went crazy.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Douglas, Georgia, South.
South,
you know,
Georgia. That's
what
I'm saying. Yeah, he is a lot like your dude. You know?
Douglas, Georgia.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's how far is from like Perry, Georgia.
It's about still an hour and a half, something like that.
Everything outside Atlanta is the same.
Far,
Alabama.
I'm about Tilton, Valdosta. Valdosta probably one of the ones
close
that people know.
Does making a lot of money in relationships make the relationship easier or harder?
Mm. It can make it easier if you're on one accord.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm hoping. I feel like it making money is going to
make it work,
make it better. Well, yeah. I don't know. I feel like if the man start making more money than a woman, then it might get worse because he gonna feel like he could do whatever the fuck he want to do.
Yeah. Shit, that's how it's gonna be if the woman start making more. She really about to put her nuts on this nigga head.
But that's why it should be the balance.
Yeah,
balance is it's balance in relationships, your job, your career, everything. You gotta balance it out.
And understanding, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, understanding too.
Yeah.
Knowing who you want and knowing what you want out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Gotcha.
Just like she said, you don't want your man, you love the man to death, you want to be with him. So him getting his rocks off or whatever, like if he cool with it or he not doing it, it just the understanding that you have.
Communication. Saves the nation.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they need to follow y'all on social media. Y'all give me your ads and handles so we can.
Ladies first.
Ladies.
Me first. Okay. You can follow me on all social media handles at Amy Luciani World. That's AmyLuciani World. Stream the new EP, Amy's World. Every song on there is a banger. About to drop the video this Saturday for my official single, which is called Where Them Girls At, WTGA. We just going crazy. Oh, and then, you know, catch me on MTV now every Tuesday. Love and Hip Hop. I am rocking out on TV now, so it's kind of, I guess,
they know
all
that.
That's
what he said, too. He's like, man, I just seen her on Love and Hip Hop. Mazi.
Shut up.
Well, you already know it's Mazi GBGGA on all social media platforms. MAZIGBGGA, Facebook, you know, you Instagram, YouTube, all that. But also my brand Black Love. I just dropped a single, Nasty. It's out everywhere. I also got another single I'm about to drop, Better Than I Ever Been, on the way this ride as well. And then my project. Yeah, that's about it for me. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, never mind.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, shit. JoJo,
what
she
was going to say? Look
what?
At what she
Why
looking
you smiling?
Like.
I was going to give thanks to my lovely soon-to-be future wife, you know, for her product that I have been using that then got me where I needed some of my toes to be, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, the product called Pretty Kitty, but I use it on my feet. And, you know, them little dark marks I had and it was looking ugly, it works.
Okay. It works. People could probably use that. I be knowing people that got, like, dark underarms. They probably use it for that.
You can use it everywhere. So I designed it. Originally, the first rollout was for just the bikini area. Mm-hmm. But then we did a relaunch and made the products where you can put it everywhere. So anywhere it's dark, in between your legs.
So is it just for dark marks or is it for razor? Is it
razor bumps, hyperpigmentation, or stretch marks?
I just put some oil on my nuts.
I just put some oil on my nuts this morning.
Did you for real? No, you didn't.
I'm saying I shaved them.
So you prepped them for me?
Yeah, you know you've been.
Wow. He's prepping the roasted nuts with the oil.
Well, that is this is an episode of the
Big Hotel. Where'd you do that?
We got Amy and Mozzie in the building. Jesus Christ, it's about to turn to the OnlyFans episode. JoJo Alonzo, you good?
It feels good, dude.
Oh, my goodness. And we go.
Hey, Black Love, man, make sure y'all go and check out that Black Love,
Black Love merch, go get it.
Yes.
Yeah.